Run the track!
Welcome to Foster's Podcast.
Oh, no! Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the world-famous Foster the Podcast. This is the official show of stand-up comedian Justin Foster and professional life coach Christy Marie Royster. Every week, we bring to you the craziest stories, the best interviews, pop culture news, also dating and relationship advice. Brand new episodes every Monday, available on iTunes. Subscribe to us on iTunes, search for Foster the Podcast on there. Also, check out our website, fosterthepodcast.com, where you can download past episodes. You can email Christy and I and donate to the show. Also, for my stand-up tour dates, visit my website, justincomic.com. And now, enjoy this week's episode.
Did you say your phone always thinks you're in Vegas?
My phone always gives me the weather for Vegas. Like, I'm just always hanging out in Vegas.
Really?
Yeah.
That's like an omen.
I know.
Not an omen. It's not an omen.
It's something.
It's
something that means I should... go vacay.
That's Vegas's reach, though. That's how much money they have.
Oh,
they can just infiltrate Verizon.
Yeah, they're like, who hasn't been here in about 6 months?
Let them know how nice it is here.
Yeah, let them know it's sunny. Let them know it's pool party time.
That's weird. My screensaver is just Planet Hollywood's pool.
Weird.
I didn't do that.
Strange. Live cam for no reason. I don't get it. Strange.
We gotta make a trip out there before too long.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Before things get crazy. I've been looking at flights. I gotta go to Dallas, I guess, next week.
I told you to take the damn train.
I can't take the train.
I don't have the damn train.
48 hours.
I know.
But
also the train in the summer, those are like VIP tickets. Why is it so expensive to ride the train in the summer?
I feel like you work for the train station. Like, there should be a sponsor on Foster the Podcast.
Just me privately.
It's so expensive.
It in the summer, it's so expensive.
Why?
Because it sells out, and they do a bunch of cool stuff on the train during the summer.
Do they?
I just happen to have a pamphlet right here. Let me tell you about
the PowerPoint presentation. Yeah. What cool stuff goes on Amtrak?
They have
Krista?
Park rangers come on, and as you're going through the they have them hop on at different stops, and as you're going through different places, they let you know like what battles took place where, and like different kinds of architecture and different things about how you're like what it is that you're looking at. So it's like going on a huge cross country tour.
It's not spectacular through New Mexico.
It's not like Cirque du Soleil performers that hop on the train and perform for everybody.
But here's the thing. So what you take is like you have your own room and your own and all that stuff. The basic packaging, because I looked at it.
Right.
The basic is that just a chair?
It's just a chair.
So I just sit for 48 hours.
You just sit. Well, no, you still have the dining room. You still have the observation deck. There's like places that have booths and tables. But if you were just doing it by yourself, it would probably be pretty lonesome.
I mean, look, if it was cheap, I can bring a book.
Right.
I can do this. But it's not. It's not. It's
double
the cost of a flight.
In the fall and in the winter, it's like, I don't know, like $60 each way. But not in the summer. In the summer, it's like $150, $250 for a ticket.
Yeah.
Just to sit in a seat.
Sit in a chair.
Yeah, it's not.
Listen,
it's,
I guess maybe you're paying extra for the park rangers commentary.
Right. You gotta pay for them. Park ranger commentary.
Being free.
And the Cirque show.
I've been looking up flights. We haven't talked about it yet because we've been so busy. I had a really bad flight recently. Christy,
you briefly mentioned it, Justin, and it makes my toes curl.
It was probably the worst one.
You've been doing so well.
Right.
Let's first state that you've been doing so well. You've been flying fine.
Mm-hmm.
You've gotten over your fear, which was your goal for this year.
Mm-hmm.
And
so here's where I've gotten to in my life.
Right.
So I've probably flown 30 times in the last couple
of months.
You have
constantly
it's been
on a plane.
Because we fly Southwest, so everything is as you change planes.
Okay,
so
lots of layovers.
There's no direct flights.
Right.
Which is fine, whatever. It gets me used to it. So I'm at the point now where, if you guys didn't know before, I couldn't, like, I would have an anxiety going to the airport.
Right.
Standing in line, getting on, I would just shake and rock and have anxiety and sweat, and, right. and I hated it. Now I'm at the point where if everything is fine,
right.
takeoff, landing, note, everything is fine, I'm cool. I'm great.
Yep.
Which is a place I never thought I would be at.
Absolutely.
However, if there is problems, mm-hmm. if there is turbulence, mm-hmm. I'm still not great at it.
Mm-hmm. And by problems, you literally mean turbulence.
Turbulence.
Like run-of-the-mill.
100% turbulence.
Right.
Yes.
Just normal. Oh,
yes. 100% turbulence. Right. I consider to be a problem.
Right. That's a problem in our world.
Like, we're in the air, and there's now an issue.
Right. right.
And so I was going to, we were going from, I think, Atlanta to Florida okay. or something. And there was a guy who was like, oh, I hate this flight.
Yeah.
He's like, this flight's always bad. I never had a good experience on this flight. I'm like, okay, well, you know, let's relax.
Thanks, cheerful.
Right. Yeah. Let's calm down. And then we get on the flight, and it's fine. Everything's great.
Nice.
Until the last, like, 20 minutes. Clear skies. Everything's beautiful. Yeah. And we just start rocking.
Right.
Right. And now there's something about, like, being that close. Like, we're in the home stretch.
Right.
Like,
right.
I'm gotten cocky. I'm having coffee. Everything's cool. And then we're in it. And okay. we start shaking. And then, Christy, then we drop.
Yeah.
And we drop.
Yep.
And it was the first time I've been on a plane that has dropped to where simultaneously everybody in the plane goes,
yep.
And I spilt my coffee
yeah.
all over the lady next to me.
Yeah.
I mean, just shower her in coffee.
Right. And
she doesn't care.
Right.
she doesn't give a shit.
right. right.
She was like, no, it's fine. It was bad. Right. And then, you know, it straightened up and we landed fine.
Right.
But when we landed, I was shaking.
Yeah.
Shake, because I thought that was it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Right.
When
and
we
it's just
fell,
one drop.
Just one drop.
And it totally happens all the time. Normally, what I found out from a flight that I was sitting next to a pilot is that if you take off or land during sunup or sundown, uh-huh. the temperatures are changing.
Okay.
So they make pockets where you'll have those big drops
right.
where you like actually feel your stomach come up and stuff
oh, yeah.
like that.
I was like, this is the end for me.
Yeah.
This is the end.
Yeah. And it made, yeah. And it sticks with you forever.
Forever.
Like, that experience, when it happened to me, will stick with me forever.
Yeah, yep.
100 fine flights,
yep.
but I'll still be thinking about that that's even possible that that can happen.
Yep. And then I see this guy, and he's like, see, I told you there's always a problem. I was like, you did this.
Right.
this
is
your
fault.
See? I'm like, don't bring that negative energy on my flight.
Right. You shut it down,
yeah.
sir. Put a fucking smile on your face. Then don't take it.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah. Take the train.
Right. Take the train.
I hear they have park rangers.
Hey, Joe.
Oh man. So I'm looking at flights to that. I did entertain the idea of a train, though. I will say this because I got to be there for 2 weeks.
Right.
In Dallas, the first 2 weeks of August. Mm-hmm. I don't know when this comes out. I may already be there when this comes out. But I was thinking about driving because I went in my car. You know, for 2 weeks.
Right.
And I wanted to bring some stuff out of my poor mom's garage. I still have so much. I've been out for 4 years.
Yeah.
And all my stuff is still in her garage.
Yep.
I didn't think I was going to be here this long.
So moms are four.
I know. But I do feel horrifically bad.
Yeah.
Because when I moved out here, I put all my stuff in storage.
Yeah.
Right. And I was like, I'll check LA out for like 6 months. I'll be back.
Just pop in.
Fast forward 4 years later.
Right. You know, I guess I live here now.
Yeah. I guess I should go get my clothes.
Right.
So I was thinking about driving and then just bringing stuff back, but man, like in my head, it was like, oh yeah, I just drive to Texas,
right?
You know, my car. And
what
I'll
is
come
it?
Back.
26 hours?
Yeah, it's about 23.
About 23 hours.
Yeah, and then like
I'd fucking do that.
Would you?
Yeah.
It's just getting closer and closer to it. I'm like, this just sounds terrible.
Yeah, that's the correct answer.
Right.
Your answer is the correct answer.
A 2.5 hour flight.
I'd drive the shit out.
Right.
Of that.
Would you really?
I would drive there, and I would never even think about it twice. Yeah. I wouldn't even know what the cost of an airplane ticket was. I would have my route mapped
expensive.
Out.
It's not expensive.
Yeah,
it's flying there is quicker and cheaper than driving.
Probably.
Because usually like, you drive places if like flights are really expensive.
Yeah.
It's more money in gas.
Oh yeah.
Plus hotel rooms.
I don't know that there's anywhere you can go these days that it's still cheaper to drive than it is to fly. Because flights have gotten so competitive and so cheap, yeah, and gas has gotten so expensive.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure that that's, like, the days of doing it for cost effectiveness are way gone.
Because then you're adding mileage on your car and wear and tear and all that
gas,
stuff.
Yeah, gas, hotels, if you have to stop food in the middle, food for the whole thing,
Food for 2 days versus, you know, sitting for 2.5 hours.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yep.
So I'm going to fly.
Okay.
But
that's the right answer. You're doing the right thing.
I know. But it was I did entertain the idea of a train just because I would like to have a cool train story like you have.
Yeah, trains.
I would love
the best
to contribute.
Sorry, I'll be back with another one. I'll be back with another one at the end of August, early September.
So my birthday was on Tuesday.
Yes.
Went to the Magic Castle.
Yes.
It was so cool.
I know.
I love it there.
It's an awesome place.
It was so great.
It's so creepy and good. You know what? Like, not gross creepy, like haunted old school, like just awesome place.
Yeah. I hadn't seen Irma the first time I went.
Okay.
Irma is the piano that plays in the lobby.
Ghost.
The ghost piano, and you tell it what to play and it plays. You just ask it, hey, Irma, will you play Benny and the Jets,
and they just rock it,
and she starts playing it. I didn't see that last time I was there.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that was really cool. My thing was, like, the group of people that we went with.
Yeah.
Were like I love magic. Like, I love magic a lot.
Yeah.
And I'm a child when magic happens.
Right. I'm a child all the time.
And most of the time. But everybody with is like picking, they're trying to like, I saw him.
Oh,
dude.
No.
Yeah.
Like,
would you guys shut up?
No, you can't do that. You can't do that. And it's not like you were surprised. Like, you know, you knew you were going to go see magic. Get your mind right.
Right.
Get in the game.
Right. I know she's not really getting sawed in half.
Right.
You know what I mean?
I understand that she didn't disappear and reappear,
right,
but let's all play along for the
evening. Everyone's nipping. Well, I think I saw how he did that. He put it in his pocket real fast and like, well, shut up. I'm trying to enjoy this shit. Like, I was standing up, giving him standing ovations and stuff, and all my friends were like, I know how he did that.
Hey, boo.
I'm like, this guy made a light bulb disappear.
Right.
Can you guys calm
just
down?
Just clap. Just clap. Let's just clap for him anyways.
But it was really fun. We had a blast.
Yeah. Everything about that place is good. And I love anywhere that has a dress code.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Somewhere that really makes you like step it the fuck up when you go out. There's just something fun about that.
Yep.
You know what I
know.
Mean?
It's something being around people that are dressed to the nines. And
yeah.
It's a respect thing.
Exactly. People act differently. It makes it more of an occasion.
Yep.
I enjoy it.
They let us take our jackets off at dinner. You have to wear a suit and tie jacket. And my buddy, Rob, went to go smoke a cigarette and he had left his jacket draped across his chair, and he didn't get but 5 feet before they were like, excuse me, sir, where are you headed? Like, I'm just going to go outside and smoke a cigarette. They're like, yeah, I need you to turn around and put your jacket on.
Thank you.
So he had to come back and put his sports coat on.
Thank you.
They were not fucking around.
No,
they
don't play.
Around.
And good for them. I really do like that. My Mick and I told you we went to that thing for Valentine's Day where we went and saw Moulin Rouge at like an old historic Hollywood theater.
Uh-huh.
And there was a dress code for it too. And there was just something cool about being like in the ballroom of this old theater with everyone dressed up and shit.
Yeah, it was really cool. Yep. We had a really good time. Sorry that you couldn't make it.
I know. I'm sorry, too. I was supposed to.
You were supposed to go.
But I couldn't, Justin.
Yeah. That's weird. Why couldn't you come to my birthday party, Christy?
Because I wasn't feeling well.
Oh, that sucks. You haven't been feeling well lately.
For some time
now.
I just have been feeling a little under the weather.
Your energy's been weird.
Yeah. I've been a little grumpy.
Grump tired.
Yeah. Things smell really strange to me.
Interesting. What about food?
I don't eat it, or I eat really specific foods.
Weird.
Yeah, it's really
like cravings?
Strange. Like cravings, one might say.
Oh, wow.
Food aversions and cravings. Yeah. So,
what do you think it is?
Probably it's that I'm super pregnant. And
finally.
I am so excited that I get to say it on the podcast because I have been fighting through the last few episodes. It has been grim and rough, and I've been coming in with my saltines and soda water just like praying my way through the past few episodes. So now I can just openly bitch about how terrible I feel.
Thank you.
And
thank you.
So that's very, very exciting.
You have a couple of things.
Right.
You have powered through these last couple of episodes, and I thank you. And I've told you, if you want me to get a replacement person, right. whatever, and you're like, no, I got this.
I need
to get out of the house. Yeah. So you have showed up.
Yeah.
In the last couple of weeks.
Yeah.
We haven't been able to say anything.
Right.
Obviously, you don't want to come out to our listeners until, you know, you, right. you went to your first couple doctor visits. Right. And obviously, you want to make sure.
Family knew.
Oh, and also, yeah, you want to make sure your family knows
friends
before the
family,
listeners.
Yeah. But I do love you guys.
So this is a big deal. This episode is a big deal.
Yeah.
Because we've been planning your how to tell everyone. And I guess by the time this comes out, everyone will know because you
everyone
have told
will know.
Your family.
Yeah. This we've told our family and close friends. This weekend, we're going to do our social media posts and all that. So letting our you know, distant friends and all that kind of thing know. And then this will come out mm-hmm. just after that.
Yep.
So,
and I'm so happy to, because I really want, like, part of one of my favorite things about, like, when you were getting married was we mm-hmm. charted your progress on the show.
Right.
So I would love, I really would glad now that we can talk and chart this, because it's a big deal.
It's a big deal. And I was thinking about that this morning. Like, a lot of people have, like, their YouTube channels or, like, whatever mm-hmm. it is. And, like, this podcast, this R-rated adult advisory, we talk about dicks and lighting ourselves on fire podcast is where I have documented the most tender and loving moments of my life. So there's that, which is neat.
Yeah, this is a nice little time capsule that right. they'll find. Your kids will find one right. day. Oh, mommy, that's so sweet. Also, you threw up in a car so bad it broke it?
Fact.
I really love Fact. The episode when you told the listeners about us, and also you used to slip and fall in your high heels, so you just started wearing flats.
Right, that's a good idea.
Yeah.
Oh shit.
Oh no.
Here we go.
So you've got this kid inside of you, right?
Right.
You've got this one kid that's probably just wearing on you.
So what happened is that my husband and I have been going through fertility treatment for like a year and uh-huh. a half. I'm not telling on my husband's sperm. It was me. And we were taking nothing too invasive, but I was taking all of these medications to just try to get my eggs in order, mm-hmm. if that's how you say it.
All your eggs in the
yeah.
basket.
1 in 8 couples go through fertility treatment. So let me make this my statement. People, please stop asking people when they're going to have babies and why they don't have babies yet, because you don't know what's going on in their lives.
Right.
And it's a very tumultuous thing. So we got through all of that. And
yes, you guys have been trying for quite a while.
Yeah, about a year, okay. year and a half, right. something like that. And all of a sudden, like, I just decided to calm down. We decided to take a break. We switched doctors. This new doctor was covered by insurance, so we weren't spending thousands of dollars every month, and right. everything was just calmer. And of course, that's when everything started to work. Mm-hmm. So I took this medication. It all worked. My husband only met the doctor once before the doctor was telling us we were pregnant. So I took a test at home, freaked out, got to surprise my husband. I told him he needed to come home because I had a massive migraine, but I had a huge banner set up for him. And okay. he started crying. We were all crying.
So what's the banner
awesome
say?
Thing. It said, we're pregnant, and had my pregnancy test stuck on
okay.
it. Because when I found out, after taking so many negative pregnancy tests, I didn't believe it.
Right.
So I took one test, I took another test, I took a third test. I then left the house, went to the store, got a digital one that like says the words either pregnant or not pregnant.
Right.
And when that one came up pregnant, I like freaked out, had myself a good cry,
right.
and then went straight into like planning mode.
Right.
So I got to surprise him, and that was freaking awesome.
So he comes home from work thinking that he's got to take
no,
care of you.
No, he came home early.
Came
I
home
called
early.
Him right. at work, and I'm like, I know this is ridiculous. I'm like, but I can't even get out of bed. Like, I need you to come bring me this stuff. And he's the world's nicest man.
Right.
So he just, most people would be like, fuck you, take a Tylenol.
Right.
But
yeah.
he shows up at the house and sees the big banner and just like completely freaked out.
Right.
And I got to record it, and like the happiness on his face was like the greatest Aww. Thing I've ever seen before in my life. So, And then that night we were scheduled to go over and see my mom and sister. Mm-hmm. And I told them I'd bring dessert. And after we had dinner, they pulled out the cake and it said we're pregnant on the cake. And then they started to cry and right. everyone hugged. So that was really awesome. Yeah. And it was really a cool thing. And we were really excited about that. And then we went to our first ultrasound. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden the doctor, they have this very beautiful wand that they insert into you and it feels like shit.
Mm.
Yeah. It's very invasive and not comfortable.
Does the wizard pick his wand? Or does...
there's very little magical about that part of it.
Gotcha.
But then the pops up onto the screen, so a picture pops up onto the screen and they just look like little squids, uh-huh. like babies when they're tiny like that.
Sure.
So all of a sudden he's going through and he's like, all right, here's your ovary and here's this. He's like, and so you guys are having twins. It just goes on with the conversation.
Glosses over
like
it?
We were supposed to know somehow
right.
that clearly twins were in there.
You don't get two pluses on the pregnancy test.
Right. Like it was like this wasn't new information. And I like had to make him, I was like, hey, hey, shh. Like, just 1 second.
Right.
Let's take a moment of pause.
Right.
Because I've got two people in
inside
me
of
right
you.
Now. Stop acting like that's just not crazy. So
here's your ovaries. There's this. You have right. twins.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
then,
yeah,
all right, I'm going to go to lunch.
Like this. Right. Right. Anyone see the game last night? Hey, motherfucker. Let's.
The twins game?
Take a minute, right?
That's crazy.
Yep. So we're pregnant with twins. They're fraternal twins. So it might be boy, girl, might be two right. boys, two girls. We're still waiting to find out all of that stuff. I'm currently 10 weeks pregnant and the pregnancy was so beautiful from the beginning until about 6.5 weeks.
Okay.
And
so what's been going on?
So in the beginning, it was nothing. It was just I was pregnant. I was exciting to tell everyone. And then 6.5 weeks hit, and then I started to feel a little nauseous sometimes, mm-hmm. and I thought it was so cute.
Right.
You know, it's so
pregnant.
Cute. Little, oh, my little morning sickness. Ooh, I feel a little sick sometimes. That's adorable. And then that graduated into me violently projectile vomiting every time I put anything at all into my body.
Oof.
And I would say for about 2 weeks now, I don't think I've left my room except to come here
right.
and record.
Right. Right.
So I've just been locked in my room waiting till the next time I vomit. And it has not been my favorite part of the pregnancy
Oof.
So far.
It's brutal.
Yeah, it really is tough.
Your life has been intermittent water and crackers, throwing up, and then
yeah.
coming here and listening to dick jokes from
yeah.
comics.
That's been pretty much it. But you know, gal's got to get out of the house. So
this is your break.
<You're right. laughs>
This is your outlet.
Just come here, let people freaking tell me about their farts. That's all I. That's all I need to know.
So it's been, they haven't been easy on you. These kids have been making mama work.
No, yeah, it's freaking, I'm going to be, after a year and a half of working to be pregnant, I am so beyond grateful and happy to be having children, but I am so fucking angry at being pregnant right now. It is not... it is not what I pictured in my head. I pictured like running around in like lace maxi dresses through lilac fields with my big belly and a flower crown.
Right.
And like that, that may be coming.
Sure.
Maybe second trimester is going to be sweet and kind to me. But right now I just, every once in a while I come out of the bedroom and I tell my husband, I'm like, these fucking kids better love the shit out of me.
Yeah.
Between the medications I took and the freaking sickness I'm going through now, they better listen to everything
right.
I say and be the world's best behaved
Y'all
children.
Y'all better go to college.
Right.
Yeah.
Yes. 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 So, I want free cars. I want gifts.
Yeah.
I want gifts
You've
and love for the rest of my life.
You've earned it. They ain't even out yet.
Yep. So.
How much notice do you get before you projectile vomit?
I used to get notice.
Uh-huh.
And then that stopped.
Right.
And so there's been like lots of like hallway cleanups and things
Oof.
Like that. So it's been pretty amazing. They actually medicated me. It got so bad that they were like, if you keep doing this, you're going to dehydrate and have to go to the hospital.
Right.
So they gave me a medication, which is kind of working. It's working because I'm able to get some meals down in a day, but I'm still getting sick all the time.
Right.
So
that's so rough.
Yeah. But now it's just like twice a day instead of 14 times. Oof. So
still a twice a day.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like having the world's longest hangover.
Yeah. I was about to say back in the day when you felt like this, you're like, well, at least I had a good story last night.
Right.
You know,
right.
This is just like, ugh.
No.
I paid so much money for this.
I paid so much
to feel this
money
terrible
for this. Oh my goodness.
Well, I'm very excited because now we can go on this journey with you and we can, you know, naming of the children.
Oh my God,
and
that's going to be a friggin' nightmare.
Oh, it's going to be so much fun.
It's going to be
a nightmare.
Like,
you guys are going to scream at each other because your husband, like, probably wants, like, you know, like, I think he pitched, like, Link the other day from Zelda.
His number one is John Connor. He wants to name. if we have a boy, John Connor, for at least one of them.
Which makes sense.
It doesn't.
Okay.
He just wants them to be the leader of the revolution.
Yeah, I get it.
Yeah, Link.
Link from Zelda.
He's like, we could name them Link and Zelda if it's a boy and girl. Mm-hmm. He's also had that idea.
I'm on board with all these, by the way.
Yeah, Cuthbert from the Dark Tower series. And I wish he could know that they don't need to be named after anything. That sometimes people just have
names
right. That don't get the shit kicked out of them in elementary school.
Yeah.
And that we can just pick nice names that aren't from anything.
This is
other
my daughter,
than
Princess Peach.
Right?
This is my son, Wario.
Yep. This is Yoshi. It's just not necessary. So it's so funny because we see eye to eye on most things,
right.
But I know that this naming thing is going to
be
an absolute nightmare. Because then I'll be like, what about, I don't know, what about Alice? No, that sounds like malice. Really? That's why we're Xing that out. But Link and Zelda are still
totally
on the
okay.
table.
Totally
All
fine.
Right. Okay. This
totally
is going to be interesting.
This is going to be a process.
Yeah.
May I make a suggestion?
Oh my God. Yeah.
Here's my suggestion.
I already regret it.
No, listen. I'm trying to help you guys out.
Okay.
I would like to be the intermediate between you two.
Okay.
He comes up with his 10 list of names.
Okay.
You come up with 10 list of names. You don't show it to each other.
Okay.
And you guys come both and sit in these chairs and read them on the podcast.
Okay.
And we hash it out live on the air.
Okay.
And then I'll be the deciding factor at the very end.
Okay.
How about that?
Maybe we'll do some of what you just said.
Okay.
Maybe we'll do a couple of the things you just said.
It'll be like selecting a jury.
Right.
You guys get... Right. Why don't you name one and he names one?
Nah. Nah. I love both my children and I don't want one of them to be named Zelda, so...
And this is Marie and this is Zelda. Oh my gosh. I love it. The other day when we were picking out like how to like save money with them, the other day you were not amused at all.
Amused.
To the listeners, my suggestion, her husband and I, to save money on cribs and beds and stuff, we just get like a filing cabinet.
Right.
And right. And each drawer would be.
Right. A baby.
A baby drawer.
Right. A baby drawer.
With a little folder with like little labels on it so you know who's who.
Right.
Yeah. You didn't like that.
I think we'll go with cribs.
What was the stroller? We had a stroller one too, right? What was the to save money on strollers? I forgot what it was.
Oh, a grocery cart.
Yes.
Yeah. Convert a grocery cart.
You steal one from Target
and then
you put padding in it.
Yeah.
One gets the top.
That is an amazing idea. That's really exciting. Grocery carts are really easy to get in and out of your trunk too, which is nice. They're really easy to travel with. So that'll be.
I thought you were going to get up and leave the table.
Yeah.
I thought you were going to leave breakfast.
Yeah. He's probably the nicest, sweetest, kindest man in the whole entire universe.
Uh-huh.
But I'm super pregnant,
right.
And some of the things he does make me want to kill him.
Sure.
And I have to like stop myself and be like, "Hey, no matter how many people you have inside of you, you don't get to be that big of a bitch."
Right.
You know what
I
mean?
Because it's hard because you're creating two people
right now. Right.
And so you need people to behave the way you need them to behave.
I ask him to go to the store and I ask for really specific things because,
like what?
Well, like everything I want is like insanely specific. Like I want lemon Perrier. If you bring me lime, I'll vomit on everything. Okay. You know what I mean? Like, really? it's that to the T. If I ask you for a freaking orange and you bring me a tangerine, like, that could go extremely poorly.
Okay.
So I ask him to get certain things, and that, like, I was like, I need the lemon soda Pellegrino, and he brought me lime flavored Perrier, and I was like, this is fucking useless. Like, in my brain, I'm like, this is fucking useless, and this isn't what I asked you to get me. I wanted grits with sharp cheddar cheese in it, because I don't know, that's what I ate when I was a kid, and it popped in my head and sounded delicious. And he brought me some, like, Colby Jack mixed cheese, and I was like, I can't fucking eat this. Like, I tried a bite of it, and I was like, this makes me, like, it's all, just throw it in the fucking garbage.
Right. Yeah.
Not like, thank you so much for going out for the 90th time this week to the grocery store to fulfill my needs. But, like, that's the wrong fucking cheese, you moron.
Yeah. So you got to constantly check yourself.
I have to constantly, like, say the things in my head and then filter them down and be like, either I need to say this later, or, like, this is the way that I can say it where I'm not being the world's biggest
Right. Yeah.
So that's pretty much the way it goes. He was so excited. He got me a desk tray, because I literally have not been able to leave my bed. So he got me like a breakfast in bed tray.
Oh, okay.
So I was picturing, like, one of the big wooden ones that's like a hard tray that I can put my food on when I need to eat and stuff like that. It's some computer desk thing that doesn't even stay open. It's got, like, fans to keep your computer cold and shit. I can't even go on my computer because it makes me motion sick. So I don't know why. And it doesn't stay open, so I can't even put food on it.
Right.
And food will drip into the fans of this fucking weird contraption he brought home. And I'm like, just get me... Just get me the things I ask for. Stop being innovative and get me exactly what the fuck I ask for when I ask for it. So
I want sharp cheddar cheese.
Just get it.
Grits and a reasonable tray.
That's all. Just get the exact thing I ask for all of the time. So I'm a psycho now.
Yeah, I love it.
I love it.
I'm so glad you can finally get it out on the air. Because you'll call me and be like, I'm freaking out.
Right. I am a crazy person and should be caged.
Because like, for a while there, it was like, even just the thought of food. Like,
oh, yeah.
Because I think I said, like, I wanted chicken. And
and I freaked out.
So just the thought of certain foods makes it.
Not so much anymore. Now it's less food aversions and more just straight up sickness.
Right.
Which I don't know if that's, like, a clear distinction for people who haven't felt it before. But before, it was like, I wasn't getting sick regularly, but specific smells and foods would set me off.
Right.
So,
that's so weird.
Remember, we were somewhere the other day and I came outside and there were, like, three restaurants next to each other, and just, like, the mix of all the smells, I, like, had to run away with my eyes closed.
Right.
I don't know why closing my eyes makes me smell things less, but
that's crazy.
Yeah, the thought of certain foods before would be enough to make me sick.
So the first trimester has been real bad.
It's been, it's
probably
not
about
my
as bad
favorite.
As it can get.
Yeah.
And that's pretty common, they said, right? Especially if you're having twins, right?
Yeah, especially with twins. Some people go through their first, many people go through their first trimester and don't get sick at all.
Right.
Even a friend of mine, her sister-in-law had twins and didn't get sick at all, which I think is bullshit, but also it happens. But
sure.
For me, for whatever reason, I've been very, very ill.
So it's safe to say
the
first trimester is almost over.
Yes.
You got about 2 weeks left.
Yes.
And it's supposed to, knock on wood, it's supposed to lighten up now.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm supposed to get a burst of energy and all this stuff. So that'll be my glowy run in a field of lilacs phase.
Well, thank you for coming on these last couple of weeks and powering through these.
You gotta do what you gotta do.
Because the way you've described it, like, I am such a pussy. Like, I wouldn't even, I would have had you come to me, put a microphone, like, on my chest.
Just headpiece.
Yeah. Put a microphone on the thing with the fan tray on it. But the worst is almost behind us, and now you can kind of enjoy everything. And yeah. And you guys went to the doctor the other day?
We went to the doctor the other day. So we switched from our fertility clinic. We graduated onto our OB. And the babies are actually starting to look like babies now.
Uh-huh.
Except half their... they're about 2 inches long.
Okay.
And their head is about an inch long. So they're like half head. So they're like they're just these giant
like
headed people. Yeah.
Okay.
Like caricatures is exactly what they look like. But I mean, before they had tails. So right. You know what I mean? They're very people looking now, which is cool. And we're actually going to get a upgraded like blood and genetic testing in the next 2 weeks. So we will know the sexes really early.
Okay. See, that's why I'm really excited about the process. On the, I want to document it all on this podcast. I want the, you know, the sexes, the names.
Yeah.
You know, we can live foster the birth. You know, live podcast
that'll
you know.
Be a lot of fun. People will appreciate that.
You said you're doing a doula.
Yes.
We'll explain that to the listeners.
A doula is someone who spiritually and emotionally supports the mother through birth.
Okay.
So, while my husband will be my number one birthing coach, this will be someone who can, you know, talk me through things I wasn't expecting and,
right.
You know, give him a break. And, you know, the one that I think I'm going to go with, she does aromatherapy and massage and all
okay.
sorts of things to try to help you to get through birth as naturally as possible.
Right. Okay.
So who knows what's going to happen with twins now. It's like, you know, I had all sorts of hippie plans of birthing in a pool,
right.
Surrounded by candles. But with twins, we will be in
it's
the
a
hospital.
Different story.
They put you directly into the operating room, whether you are getting a C-section or not, just because it's twins. So it's going to be very interesting, and I'm really going to have to just let whatever the hell's going to happen
yeah.
happen. But,
oh my God!
But yep. So we'll be going through the process of picking out our doula.
Which, can I throw my name in the hat for that too?
No.
Or no? Okay. All
no.
Right.
We're going to keep you.
Just making sure. I can be pretty calm sometimes.
No.
Okay. All right.
No.
Well, all right.
I'm pretty sure that you'll freak the hell out. And I don't want to see me poop myself.
Just comes so. Running and screaming out of the room.
What's going on?
What's happening in there?
This can't be normal. So no, thank you. I appreciate
sure.
it, though.
I just want to, you know, I want to throw it out there.
Right.
I want
right.
to help as much as I can.
I can see that we're gonna decline most of it, but
okay, sure.
I appreciate you
know.
Putting your hat in the ring. I really do.
This is so exciting. I'm so
yeah.
happy. I'm so happy that we can finally talk about it.
Yeah.
And every week I want to do an update. And all right. So any advice to the young women out there that are, you know, really thinking about having kids and really like stressing out because it hasn't happened yet. From a newly pregnant person, what have you learned these last like couple of weeks?
As a newly pregnant person, I would say through all of it, through trying to get pregnant and through being pregnant, I think my big overarching message has been you don't have control over shit and don't marry yourself to the idea that I have to be pregnant by 30 or I have to have my birth go a particular way or my pregnancy has to look a particular way that, you know, whatever it's going to be, it's going to be and kind of just go with the flow.
Right.
I think that's what I'm learning to do is. Like my getting pregnant didn't look the way I thought it was going to. My first trimester hasn't looked the way that I thought it was gonna look. I'm sure my birth isn't gonna look the way that I originally thought it was gonna look. So it's
right.
like it's all something so much bigger than us. So just try to let go as much as possible and just do what you need to do to get to the goal, which is having healthy babies in my case.
Yeah, I kind of wanted to, like, because we've made light of it on this episode. We've laughed about it and stuff. But in all seriousness, seeing, like, what you've gone through, mm-hmm. and, like, in the beginning, like, it wasn't easy. It was very
yeah.
heartbreaking. It was very hard. Because you guys have been trying to get pregnant for a while. It was
yeah.
very a tumultuous thing.
Yeah.
And kind of what you said was, like, once you let go.
Yeah.
And stop trying to control, and I need this, and I have this process doesn't
yeah.
work, and this medication doesn't work. And then once you kind of let go, then it happens.
Yeah.
And then you got pregnant.
And there's so many things you can do. And there's a huge community. I have a private account on Instagram of just women who are trying to get pregnant and who are suffering through infertility. And, you know, I saw myself go through it and I see other women go through it where there's so many little things that you can try to do to try to help. Mm-hmm. And it can become very obsessive, like, you know, diet, eating pineapple at certain times, like, you know, certain right. foods at certain times, and just trying all these millions of different things to try to control or speed up an outcome. And it's just that's just not how it works.
Right.
Like it just really isn't how it works.
Man. And,
you know, it's especially for someone like me who's in like a branch of like wellness, mm-hmm. it was really hard for me to turn to medications and treatment. Right. And even now when I got sick, it was like a heartbreaking thing for me to turn to medication to stop my nausea.
Right.
And you know what? It's just what it's been my path and it's what I've needed to do. Right. And you know,
Sarah.
Yep. Yep.
Bam.
Yeah,
that's so awesome. Well,
don't worry about it, ladies. One in eight couples. I think that's a huge number.
One in eight's a lot. Yeah,
because
you hear about people
number.
That get drunk and they knock somebody up. That's what
Absolute,
you hear about.
Right.
You never hear about those people like, yeah, we've been married for years and been trying and trying and trying.
Right.
And yeah.
So. It's tough though. There's a lot of awareness coming out around infertility these days as the numbers are growing and as people are having kids later too. So I think it's something that people are starting to talk about a little bit more, so it's not such a dirty secret, so people don't feel like they're all alone or broken or the
right.
only ones when it seems like everyone else around you is pregnant.
Yeah.
So.
Yep. Well, awesome. Dude, that's
yep.
so great.
Yep.
I'm so happy
Here
for
we
you.
Are.
Here we are.
Here we are. I definitely got more than what I asked for.
Right.
You know what I mean? Not one, but two.
Not
so
one, but two.
Extra blessings. Extra blessings.
Well, that's so cool. I can't wait to document this process
yeah.
on the podcast. I'm so excited about it. I'm glad that you announced it too, because we have the to do this. We have the live podcast coming up.
Yeah,
so
and I've already started the show. Yeah. So there's
yeah.
no getting around freaking chance that anyone would have been fooled when I walked in, because my belly has already popped at 10 weeks.
Yep.
And.
Yep, you are very
no more
on
secrets.
Your way.
I'm very on my way.
So awesome. Way. Well, thanks for sharing that with Liz. There's another. I've been getting tweets and emails for the last like couple of months.
Oh, have you
yeah,
people asking?
Well, yeah, you're like, yeah, this doesn't sound good, or I've been sick. Like, is she? Isn't it? Yeah. So now we can finally announce that yes, you are. So real quick, we do have the Burbank Comedy Festival coming up. They're our sponsors for this weekend. It's
always such a good time.
Yeah. This is going to be our third time to do it.
Yeah. Always such a good time.
We're going to have a round panel of guests, which we'll announce the lineup, next week on next
okay.
week's episode.
Great.
We'll announce the lineup for that, but it's going to be Friday, August 19th. It's going to be at 5 p.m. at Flappers Comedy Club. And, it's going to be a good time where it's going to be an hour. It's a free show. It's, for all of our listeners to come out. You guys are all invited.
We normally pass a mic into the crowd.
We do a little bit of crowd
work.
And
let some people ask some questions
yep.
or add some comments. So
yep. If you guys just want to come and see Christy's belly,
yeah,
it should come out. That's going to be the 19th of August. So if you guys are in Dallas, I'm going to be at Hyenas Comedy Club this Friday and Saturday. Two shows each night with Michael Malone at Hyenas in Mockingbird Station. That's in Dallas. And so that's it, dude. That's awesome. I think that's good for this week.
Yeah.
I'm so happy.
Thank you.
I can't wait. Well, congratulations. For our show, subscribe to Foster the Podcast on iTunes. Visit fosterthepodcast.com. We have Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. Add us on all that, and we'll see you guys next week.
Thank you for listening to Foster the Podcast.